Welcome to Citi Field in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ian Happ. Batting second. The right fielder, Kyle Tucker. Batting third. The designated hitter, Seiya Suzuki. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Michael Busch. Batting fifth. The catcher, Carson Kelly. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Pete Crow Armstrong. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Nico Hoerner. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dansby Swanson. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Nicky Lopez. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Jameson Taillon. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Francisco Lindor. Batting second. The right fielder, Juan Soto. Batting third. The first baseman, Pete Alonso. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Brandon Nimmo. Batting fifth. The catcher, Francisco Alvarez. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brett Beatty. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Luis Angel Acuna. Batting eighth. The designated hitter, Jeff McNeil. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Tyrone Taylor. Pitching for the New York Mets, Clay Holmes. And now, play ball. Ian Happ is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Happ strikes out swinging. 1 out. Kyle Tucker is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tucker softly hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Tucker is out. 2 outs. Seiya Suzuki is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Suzuki hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Suzuki is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Lindor hits a drive into right field. That ball is out of here. A solo home run. It's 1-0, Mets. Juan Soto is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Soto strikes out swinging. 1 out. Pete Alonso batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Alonso hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Alonso is out. 2 outs. Brandon Nimmo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Nimmo hits a ground ball, base hit into left field. Francisco Alvarez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Alvarez strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Mike Busch is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Busch hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Busch is out. 1 out. Carson Kelly is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Kelly strikes out swinging. 2 outs. Pete Crow Armstrong batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. That is ball 4. Crow Armstrong is on with a walk. Nico Hoerner batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. There goes Crow Armstrong. The throw from Alvarez, and he's caught stealing. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Brett Beatty is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Beatty hits a drive into left center field. That ball is out of here. A solo home run. It's 2-0, Mets. Luis Angel Acuna is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Acuna hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Acuna is out. 1 out. Jeff McNeil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeil hits a drive into right field. That ball is out of here. A solo home run. It's 3-0, Mets. Tyrone Taylor is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Taylor hits a ball towards the mound. Taylor can't make the play in time. Taylor gets a base hit. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Lindor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. There goes Taylor, and he's safe at second with a stolen base. Lindor strikes out swinging. Taylor moves to second. Two outs. Juan Soto is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Soto is 0-for-1 in the game. Soto hits a line drive deep towards left center field. Happ is there and makes the catch. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Nico Hoerner is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Hoerner hits a ball towards third. Beatty can't make the play in time. Hoerner gets a base hit. Dansby Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Swanson hits a ground ball to short. There's the throw to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Nicky Lopez is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. That is ball four. Lopez is on with a walk. Ian Happ is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Happ is 0-for-1 in the game. Happ hits a line drive towards left field. Nimmo makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Pete Alonso is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Alonso is 0-for-1 in the game. Alonso hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Alonso is out. One out. Brandon Nimmo batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Nimmo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. That is ball four. Nimmo is on with a walk. Francisco Alvarez is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Alvarez is 0-for-1 in the game. Alvarez hits a ball towards second. Hoerner can't make the play in time. Alvarez gets a base hit. Nimmo moves to second. Brett Beatty is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Beatty is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Beatty hits a ball towards short. Swanson can't make the play in time. Beatty gets a base hit. Nimmo moves to third. Alvarez moves to second. Luis Angel Acuña is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Acuña is 0-for-1 in the game. Acuña hits a ground ball towards short. Swanson has it and steps on second to get the force on Beatty. Nimmo scores. Alvarez scores on an error by Swanson. Acuña is on first. Two outs. It's 5-0, Mets. Jeff McNeil is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. McNeil is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. McNeil is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Kyle Tucker is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Tucker is 0-for-1 in the game. Tucker hits a drive into right center field. That ball is gone. A solo home run. It's 5-1, Mets. Seiya Suzuki is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Suzuki is 0-for-1 in the game. Suzuki strikes out swinging. One out. Mike Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Bush is 0-for-1 in the game. Bush hits a ground ball into right field. That will be extra bases. Bush is safe at second with a double. Carson Kelly is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Kelly is 0-for-1 in the game. Kelly hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Kelly is out. Two outs. Pete Crow Armstrong is at the plate with a count of 1-2. There's a wild pitch. Bush moves to third. Pete Crow Armstrong is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Crow Armstrong is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Crow Armstrong hits a fly ball towards center. Taylor makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. Tyrone Taylor is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Taylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a ground ball towards the mound. Talon throws to first, and Taylor is out. One out. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Lindor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lindor hits a fly ball towards right. Tucker is there to make the catch. Two outs. Juan Soto is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Soto is 0-for-2 in the game. Soto hits a drive into right field. That ball is out of here. A solo home run. It's 6-1, Mets. Pete Alonso is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Alonso is 0-for-2 in the game. Alonso hits a ground ball into left field. That will be extra bases. Alonso is safe at second with a double. Brandon Nimmo is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Nimmo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Nimmo hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Nimmo is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Nico Hoerner batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Hoerner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hoerner hits a fly ball towards center. Taylor makes the catch for the out. One out. Dansby Swanson is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Swanson is 0-for-1 in the game. That is ball 4. Swanson is on with a walk. Nicky Lopez is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Lopez is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Lopez hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Lopez is out. Swanson moves to second. Two outs. Ian Happ is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Happ is 0-for-2 in the game. Happ hits a ground ball towards first. There's the throw to Holmes covering, and Happ is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. Gavin Hollowell replaces Jameson Taillon as pitcher. Francisco Alvarez is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Alvarez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Alvarez strikes out swinging. One out. Brett Beatty is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Beatty is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Beatty hits a ground ball towards first. Bush fields it and makes the out, unassisted. Two outs. Luis Angel Acuña is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Acuña is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got two RBIs. Acuña hits a ball towards second. Hoerner can't make the play in time. Acuña gets a base hit. Jeff McNeil is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There goes Acuña, and he's safe at second with a stolen base. Jeff McNeil is at the plate with a count of 3-2. McNeil is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. McNeil strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Kyle Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Tucker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Tucker strikes out swinging. One out. Seiya Suzuki is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Suzuki is 0-for-2 in the game. Suzuki hits a line drive towards second. Acuna makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Bush is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Bush is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bush strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ryan Pressly replaces Gavin Hollowell as pitcher. Tyrone Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Taylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a short pop-up towards first. Bush makes the catch for the out. One out. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Lindor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lindor hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. Juan Soto batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Soto is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. That is ball four. Soto is on with a walk. Lindor moves to second. Pete Alonso is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Alonso is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Alonso is called out on strikes. Two outs. Brandon Nimmo is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Nimmo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Nimmo hits a pop-up, foul, off the third baseline. Lopez makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ryan Stanek replaces Clay Holmes as pitcher. Carson Kelly batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Kelly is 0-for-2 in the game. Kelly hits a fly ball towards center. Taylor makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Crow Armstrong is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Crow Armstrong is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Crow Armstrong strikes out swinging. Two outs. Nico Hoerner is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hoerner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hoerner hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Hoerner is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. Tom Cosgrove replaces Ryan Pressly as pitcher. Francisco Alvarez is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Alvarez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Alvarez hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Alvarez is out. One out. Brett Beatty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beatty is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Beatty hits a pop-up, foul, behind the plate. Kelly makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Angel Acuna is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Acuna is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Acuna hits a line drive towards right. Tucker is there to make the catch. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Daniel Nunez replaces Ryan Stanek as pitcher. Dansby Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Swanson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Swanson strikes out swinging. One out. Nicky Lopez is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. That is ball four. Lopez is on with a walk. Ian Happ is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Happ is 0 for 3 in the game. That is ball 4. Happ is on with a walk. Lopez moves to second. Kyle Tucker is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tucker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Tucker hits a pop-up in foul territory in back of home. Alvarez makes the catch and then drops the ball. That's an error on Alvarez. Tucker is on first. Kyle Tucker is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tucker is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Tucker strikes out swinging. Tucker is on first. 2 outs. Reed Garrett replaces Daniel Nunez as pitcher. Seiya Suzuki is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Suzuki is 0 for 3 in the game. Suzuki hits a fly ball towards center. Taylor makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. Mark Vientos pinch hits for Jeff McNeil batting 8th. Mark Vientos is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Vientos hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Vientos is out. 1 out. Tyrone Taylor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Taylor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Taylor is out. 2 outs. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lindor is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Lindor hits a ball towards third. Lopez can't make the play in time. Lindor gets a base hit. Juan Soto is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Lindor, and he's safe at second with a stolen base. Juan Soto is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Soto is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Soto hits a line drive, base hit into left field. Lindor scores. It's 7-1, Mets. Pete Alonso is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Alonso is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Alonso strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jose Buto replaces Reed Garrett as pitcher. Mike Bush is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bush is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Bush hits a drive into right center field. That ball is gone. A solo home run. It's 7-2, Mets. Vital Brujan pinch hits for Carson Kelly batting 5th. Vital Brujan is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Brujan strikes out swinging. 1 out. Pete Crow Armstrong is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Crow Armstrong is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Crow Armstrong hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. Nico Horner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Horner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Horner strikes out swinging. 2 outs. Dansby Swanson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Crow Armstrong moves to second. Dansby Swanson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Swanson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Swanson strikes out swinging. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 7, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from Citi Field in New York.